Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. November the 29th, an acquired skill.
All this week, Derek considers the exhortation in Hebrews 10, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Today he explains how we have to learn how to serve one another. Serving is a skill that we have to acquire. It's not something that just happens, and it's certainly not ours by nature. For example, a server in a restaurant is a person who, in a sense, is called to serve. But a server needs to be trained. I have a friend who used to be a server, and he once explained to me all that's involved in being a good server. Once I understood the training process, I realized it doesn't just happen. Serving is a skill we have to acquire. We have to study others to find out what produces a positive response, not a negative one. We're to study others to provoke them to love and good deeds, not to the opposite. Serving requires practice, training and discipline. Serving also requires the right environment. After saying, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, the writer of Hebrews went on to say, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. We must learn to serve in the right environment, which is expressed in the words, our own assembling together. It means close, committed, regular fellowship. In the next verse, the writer presented the disastrous alternative. Immediately after he warned us not to forsake our own assembling together, he said, for if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain terrifying expectation of judgment. The implication is that if we don't stay in the right environment, if we're not in close, committed, regular fellowship, we will go back to sinning. The only safe way is to stay in fellowship. Consider other people and learn to serve them joyfully. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you help me to love others. I proclaim that I am staying in fellowship, learning to serve, and focusing on considering other people. I shall consider others. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.